there's a lot of people, James, concerned about Yellowstone and think something's going on there. What's going on there?
Well, interestingly enough, this about 2 weeks ago, I believe it was in Nature, the journal geologist from the USGS wrote finally an article saying that, gee, the mound had risen. And, of course, they had begun measuring this in 1996, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
There was a woman out there, and she was just monitoring the lake, and it was rising.
Mm-hmm.
And almost like the Hansen event, they kind of muffled this for some time.
They did.
And finally, they posted an article just rather casually saying that, yeah, it's risen and they're looking at it and they don't know anything about it and other than there it is. But the reality is that the lake at Yellowstone has been poisoned up until, oh, a few years ago. There were fish in it and they're all dead, and the bison who
they're dead.
Would roam around the lake. It's a dead lake now.
Yeah, see, I've got to fall back again on Discovery. I depend on them. And, you know, they had this really cool show. Maybe you saw it. And it showed what would happen if an event at Yellowstone, like one that has occurred there before, were to happen. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It's
right.
Like an ELE almost.
Right. In the I was driving through eastern Nebraska one time, and I picked up a brochure, and it's this dinosaur bed that they discovered of ash, where the dinosaurs are simply buried in ash, and there's no volcanoes in eastern Nebraska. So it took them a long time to figure out what volcano was responsible for this ash bed that buried these dinosaurs.
Yes.
And it turns out that it was one of the sister volcanoes of the big one that's at Yellowstone. It was, this one was actually, I believe, in Wyoming, probably 500 miles away. And it just showed, the pyroclastic blast that comes off of these probably killed the dinosaurs in that area first. And then as they laid down, the ash fell on top of them and basically
right.
encapsulated them, dried them out, so they were perfectly preserved up to today, millions, hundreds, you know, what, 50 million years later. But the big caldera in Yellowstone has gone off in the past.
Okay, what the average person, I guess, wants to know is, I mean, I remember when the volcano in the Northwest went bulge and very little warning, and then kaboom, off she went. How much do we know about the caldera there at Yellowstone? And in other words, how much bulging can it take, does anybody know, before it goes kaboom?
Well, that's the thing. They just simply don't know. And, of course, geologists always take the conservative. It's kind of like the Planet X thing. They don't want to say anything that alarms the public, and that's a general policy.
Well, I don't know if I want to be alarmed, but I do want to know the truth. I mean,
right.
And so the truth is they really don't know, or they don't want to tell us.
Well, volcanoes are hard to predict. And, like, I'm monitoring one right now in the Popocatepetl, which is outside of Mexico City. And it could just go wham someday, or it typically, though, they'll go in rhythms, and they'll start almost like a birthing process where they start in a rhythm, and then it gets the patterns get shorter, and all of a sudden then,
yeah.
You know, you start getting the rumbling under the volcano, and then
yeah.
it goes. But they don't
yeah.
always do that.
Yeah, well, I think of Coke cans. I mean, if you pick up a Coke can and it's all bloated out, well, you just know if you pop the top on that, you're going to
yeah.
get drenched, right?
That's right.
So
that's right.
It's like the bloated out Coke can, see? And I'm just wondering, there must be somebody who has measurements who can tell us, look, it has this much stress right now, and if it gets that much, it's going to blow up.
Well, there's different kinds of blowing up. There's the shield volcanoes, which just ooze, like the Hawaiian Pacific volcanoes.
Good point.
But this one, according to the USGS own numbers, is overdue by about a few hundred thousand years to go off. But there are two major things that cause volcanoes to blow. One is sulfur, high sulfur content, and we know that the Yellowstone Basin has a very high sulfur content. The other thing that makes them go off the top is water, and that's one of the mega projects that I've defined that the Earth really needs, we have to drain the water out of the basin in the caldera at Yellowstone. Because if you took that amount of water and turned it into steam, if that were to drain down into a fissure, we know that when that bulge is occurring, it's not due to lava, it's due to gases. So if that were to break and the lake would fall down into that chasm and hit the magma and blow, and you turn, you know what steam will do, it would be one of the largest volcanoes the Earth has ever seen in any kind of geological history.
And for the states adjacent to this event?
Well, it wouldn't last long because the steam and the just the how fast that would turn to steam and blow the material all over the place, it would just be a huge mess. So we can't do anything about the sulfur content. That's locked in the ground. But what we can do is drain that water out of there. And there's a natural path out the southeast arm of the lake.
And if they drain the water, you think that will at least prevent the steam part of it?
Right. And the other part of it is the lake is becoming poisoned. So you want to get that water out of there while it's still relatively fresh water.
But if they started draining that lake, don't you think that reporters would say, hey, why are you draining that lake?
Well, it would have to be something that moving water is a big issue. But once it becomes poisoned and obviously dead in a few-year period, you have a problem.
Well, and, yeah, obviously. But, I mean, again, wouldn't reporters say, hey, why are you draining that lake?
Right. Oh, and the answer
and
would be
what?
That we have to move that water out of there to prevent the case of it falling down into the into a breach in like this one of these air bubbles, which we know are under that region, and that's where the bulge is. The bulge is right under the lake.
Right, but wouldn't that be this big tip-off that, you know, something potentially really bad is about to happen, is what I guess I was getting
at. Well, yeah, and there again, I don't think you'd get government agencies to spring on this idea. They would balk until the cows come home.
Yes.
But it has to be done. And that's why we get into this realm of politics. Maybe that's why the Hansen incident is so valuable, because it tells you what's going on in other areas of science, geology and planetary science.
Well, that's if that's true, it's extremely sad.
And can we allow government agencies to be in control of these when they have political agendas to not scare the people or to say things that are politically correct?
Mm-hmm.
A volcano going off in the western U.S. isn't exactly a politically correct statement.